news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And we've moved up to 43 degrees over at the Penn Valley Airport in Sealands Grove. So, temperature's going up nicely around here. Rob Center, fabulous producer, fabulous sir. He could just never be, so we appreciate his help and hard work. That's why the archives work when you go to the WKOK podcast page. In the studio with us now, you know the pandemic is waning when vaccinated people are in the studio. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, his website, aisleseat.com, and he's tweeting fool at aisleseat. So welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, good morning.
I really always appreciate seeing you. We always start out with a great review. I tried to follow the trailer. I didn't quite get it, but we'll see how you follow the real movie, Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Those Who Wish Me Dead stars Angelina Jolie as a smoke jumper who gets relegated to fire tower duty after having a professional breakdown. One afternoon, she stumbles across a young boy running through the woods. Two assassins are chasing him, and they create a massive forest fire in an effort to smoke him out. Fortunately, she knows a thing or three about surviving such fires. That's the setup for a decent, if slightly implausible, thriller. The movie certainly has visual appeal, as the fire scenes are scary. Angelina Jolie also gives a good performance as the heroic firefighter. But on every other level, Those Who Wish Me Dead flames out, pun intended. To start with, the reason why the assassins are chasing the kid is never revealed. We learn his dad did something to anger some powerful people, but the specifics aren't provided. Without that crucial piece of information, it's hard to care about what happens. The film is also riddled with annoying contrivances. For example, John Bernthal co-stars as the kid's uncle, who just happens to work for the sheriff's office, and he just happens to also run a survival skills school. That's pretty convenient when hitmen are trying to kill you. Too much of that nonsense just sucks a lot of the drama right out. Those Who Wish Me Dead is a movie I wish was a lot better. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 Smokey the Bears.
Oh, 2. Well, geez, 2 almost sounds generous. But if your suspension of disbelief is pretty good and you like this, the visuals of this, this can draw you in?
The visuals are good, and Angelina Jolie is good, and she has some nice scenes with the kids. I mean, it kind of works on that level. I just wish it was more about the two of them and less about the assassins. Tyler Perry has a cameo in this movie. He plays the guy who orders the assassins to go after this kid and his father, but we're never told who he is. He comes on for one scene, he's not explained, and then he never shows up again. And you're sitting there thinking, well, who is this guy? And why do they want this kid dead? It just doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is a great big MacGuffin, as Alfred Hitchcock called them. A MacGuffin is like a thing that is never explained or doesn't matter, like the glowing suitcase in Pulp Fiction. And it's just annoying. The whole thing is a MacGuffin, and it just doesn't work because we want to know more.
Glowing suitcase?
Yeah, don't you remember the glowing suitcase in Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
That's kind of a MacGuffin. We're never told what's in there, but it doesn't necessarily matter to the plot. So.
Okay. But still, noteworthy enough that you still wonder to this very day.
People still debate what was in that.
Gold, right? That's right. What I assumed. It glows. Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. Okay, so anyway, back to this MacGuffin. Those Who Wish Me Dead to
Smokey the Bears. Because only you can prevent forest fires.
Right. Well, yeah, this one wasn't prevented at all, as you can plainly see in the trailer. All right, so that happened. Well, I love how when they set the fire, it burns in precisely the right direction towards the right people that are truly trapped, but fortunately not towards the people who need to effect a rescue. They're okay, and they get to react.
Exactly.
Okay, so all right, well, I get what you're saying. All right, so yes, suspension of disbelief needed for the 2.5 or the 2 Smokey Bears review of Those Who Wish Me Dead. Another movie out today called Profile. Now, this looked pretty darn interesting to me.
This is my pick of the week. Profile, it doesn't have a lot of buzz on it, and it should. This is a movie about a British undercover journalist who goes online and pretends to be a young woman in the process of radicalization, and what she wants to do is to expose ISIS recruiters. And she creates this fake profile on Facebook, ends up connecting with an Islamic State recruiter, and the movie shows how he attempts to seduce her. And this reporter starts off, thinking she's going to expose this guy, but slowly begins to fall under his spell. And the movie is very interesting because it takes place entirely on the reporter's computer. So the whole movie plays out via Facebook and Skype. The whole thing is like you're looking at her computer as she's doing this. And this movie had me on edge the entire time. We know that ISIS and other terrorist groups do recruit online. And this movie is based on a true story. And it actually shows you some of the ways that they use to recruit people and to kind of lure them over into radicalization. So it's a really powerful, intense movie. It's called Profile. It's in theaters today. And like I said, that's my pick of the week. It's a really, really good film.
All right. Yeah, and you can see that plainly in the trailer, what you're describing, this journey that's like a vortex, kind of sucks you right in. All right, and that is on Netflix?
That's in theaters.
Theaters.
Opening locally today. I should mention that Those Who Wish Me Dead is in theaters locally, but also on HBO Max.
Okay, so that's, I got to make sure we got that clear. Okay, yeah, super. That's the second most question in the world these days is where can I actually watch some of these? All right, so did you give it a number?
I gave it 3.5 stars.
3.5, okay, super. Profile in theaters. Well, good. Well, I'm really hungry for movie popcorn, so this will be that. Our AMC theaters are open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
So you could definitely do that. Maskless, right? Indoors, vaccinated. There you go.
They may still have their mask mandate. I'm not sure. I'll find that out later today when I go there.
Yeah, private businesses have that option. All right. Ellen DeGeneres ending her show. It doesn't relate to movies in particular, but the entertainment industry.
Yeah, Ellen announced that she's going to end her show next season after 19 years. And this comes on the heels of some scandals. There was the accusations that she does not treat people very well behind the scenes. There was that whole thing with some of her producers and sexual harassment in the workplace. So it kind of seems like Ellen's throwing in the towel a little bit. Her ratings have dropped heavily in the wake of those scandals, and it looks like she's just getting ready to hang it up.
Okay, so that'll be the end of that show. But a groundbreaking show and has a loyal following.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ellen has gotten mean, to be quite honest with you. You know, she was funny once and her show was real feel good, but these days she's so wrapped up in these silly games that make her audience members look foolish. And that's just kind of cruel. And I feel like she's coasting at this point. So it's definitely time for her to walk away and go and do something else.
All right. Another movie, news about a movie, Jungle Cruise? What do we know?
Yeah, Disney's Jungle Cruise, which was supposed to come out last summer and delayed in the wake of COVID, is going to open in theaters on July 30th of this year, but it will also be available on the same day on Disney Plus for the premium price. So if you have Disney Plus and you want to pay an extra $30, you can watch Jungle Cruise at home, or you can see it in the theater. So again, Disney continuing to follow this model, which they're also going to do with Cruella in a couple of weeks, of theaters and Disney Plus simultaneously.
Well, they'll probably pick up more subscribers. They already have a billion subscribers to Disney or Disney Plus, so they'll probably get more. And of course, the theaters will get the benefit from those folks who want to go to that experience as well. So Jungle Cruise is coming out. You always tweet about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during the week, and you were doing that this week. Give us a quick snapshot of that.
Yeah, this year's nominees were announced for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're Jay-Z, Tina Turner, Todd Rundgren, Carole King, and two artists who I think are way overdue to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Go-Go's and Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters, of course, my favorite band. So a really excellent list of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
All right. Well, you're so hip. You like all these great movies and great bands. So
My 12-year-old doesn't think I'm so hip.
Well, that's understandable. That's natural. Okay, that's the way things are supposed to go. Okay. Well, and we know we were talking about them on our sister station, Ego 107. So they'll keep that conversation going through the weekend. Golden Globes enmeshed in controversy. Give us a quick snapshot of that.
Yeah, just not an inclusive organization. Some things came out about their lack of inclusivity, no African-American members or members of color. So NBC has decided that they are not going to air the Golden Globes this coming year. Tom Cruise returned his 3 Golden Globes that he's won. A lot of the studios are deciding that they're not going to have any association with the Golden Globes anymore. So it looks like this awards show, which I have long disliked, is on life support, and I say good riddance.
All right. And is there any, and as the sort of the water balloon of awards happens, one reduces, the other side pops out, what's growing in popularity and notoriety because of this? Critics' Choice has to be on that list.
Yeah, my hope is that the Critics' Choice Award will really be boosted this year. We're kind of like the Golden Globes in that we honor movies and TV. We have two different categories or two different branches that vote for those. So I think that we were probably in a position to kind of move forward a little bit in prominence. And that's what I would like to see happen, because we're the people that see all the movies and watch all the shows. And unlike the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which gives out the Golden Globes, we're not susceptible to bribes.
Okay, right. No bribes. Well, plus you are a cross-section of all of the critics. I mean, all a person has to do to be a critic's choice person is be ultimately, eminently qualified to objectively view this, to be a person who promises not to outside to look at outside interview and just loves the art of film and television and this art of acting that goes into it. And that's a pretty good resume.
Exactly. And we're a very diverse and inclusive organization. So that's one of the things that I'm particularly proud of. It's not all white men.
Okay. Like yourself, I guess.
Right.
Why not? Okay. I had to say that. All right. So that's great. Yeah. So Golden Globes, goodbye to them. And really. And so Critics' Choice Awards growing in notoriety. Is there anybody else that benefits from the reduction of one awards group?
Maybe the Independent Spirit Awards to some degree,
because
they've gained prominence over the years. But the Golden Globes, I don't think we really need them. I think that the award should be given by people who really know what they're talking about.
So we'll just survive without them, and that'll be that. Well, what are you going to see this week, and where are you going to see it, I guess I'd have to ask?
I'm off to the theaters this weekend to see Spiral, the new Saw movie starring Chris Rock, of all people.
Oh, brother. Nobody eats popcorn during those movies. Okay, and then, I had another question. The streaming and TV, they're separate branches of the Critics' Choice. Is that going to start to smush together sometime? Because every movie you've ever reviewed now, I can see on my TV.
The pandemic has certainly changed that, yeah. I mean, more and more movies are going to streaming services, and a lot of them are doing what we're seeing here with Jungle Cruise, theaters, and a streaming service at the same time. So, I don't know. We're in the middle of a change. Where we'll end up ultimately is hard to say, but we're definitely in the middle of a sea change here.
Wow, and I just think 20 years from now, the half-hour sitcom full of commercials is, I can't imagine how they'll have much standing in our viewing habits, so we'll see about that. Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, his website, aisleseat.com.